does it change the game plan when Clay gets hurt early in the game?
Well, you know, we don't. It's never easy to lose a player like that, like Charles. And you know, but we adjust. That's what you do. You adjust and next man up, and you make the most of it. I thought Nick did some good things in there for us.
Do you regret not doing more to bolster your wide receiver core before the season?
I'm confident in these guys. You know, I know. I know where you're going with that, and I'm confident in these guys.
How did you bounce that after what you saw today?
And you keep working. You keep working. That's what you do. You keep working. You learn from the tape. And that's what we got to do. We got to learn. We got to play better. We got to coach better. And that's what we do.
What's stopping them from being successful right now? The passing attack. What's stopping it from being successful?
Let me look at the tape, and you know, just like we said last week, and get a better feel. There's throwing. There's catching. There's protection. It's all. It's not just one area. We got to get better.
John, this was a game where it seemed like Tyrod was just hell-bent to stay in the pocket and throw, but it looked like with the receiver really not winning, there was chances to run. Was there a concerted effort to keep him in the pocket, or what was the?
I'm just trying to take what the defense was giving us and you know, make plays. And we obviously didn't make enough plays. Had opportunities to make some plays, and we didn't make enough plays. And so we got to take a hard look at the film and learn from it. As coaches and as players, and use it to our advantage moving forward.
You got to be, I would think, a little bit sick after the punt return. You're down at the 12-yard line when the drive started, and don't get in there. That was kind of a big point in the game, right there.
It was, yeah, it was. We got to cash in those situations. Take advantage of field position. You know, we won the field position battle, and we didn't take advantage of it in certain situations. We can do a better job there.
Did Cincinnati change anything defensively there in the second half? They moved the ball in the first half, you 5-10 on third down, and then the second half it just seemed to sputter for you guys. Did they change anything defensively?
No, I mean they played good, solid defense. That's a good defense, and you know, we have to learn, like I said, learn from it, and you know, continue to improve on our end.
Nordy was inactive. What was behind that decision?
Yeah, just looking at combinations. Excuse me. Just looking at trying to find the best combination we could. And this is what I said the other day. You're trying to figure out your team, find out your team, and you really don't at times know your full team until, you know, mid-October, late October, so that when you're going and you're playing late November, December, you know you got the right guys. And so we were just looking at a combination right there with Vlad.
John, would you agree that, you know, your running game really has not, outside of the first game, really hasn't broken out and had one of those days that this running game has been used to? If you don't run the ball, does that really put your offense behind the eight ball, given the receiver situation and all that?
I think it's true of any offense. If you become one-dimensional, that's not good. So we've got to make sure we can run the football and run our style of offense. And there's been times when we've done it, Sal, and there's been times when we haven't. And so we've got to continue to grow and get better there.
Cordy was active today, but Deion got the start. Was that health-related in regards to Cordy?
It was, you know, before what we did with Cordy, as you guys know, is we brought him back and put him into the starting lineup, and then we had some, you know, setbacks. So right now it's about taking a step. We felt like a step was getting him in uniform, being the third tackle, warming up, getting his mind right about playing, and then we would go from there. So
he's still starting left tackle when he is healthy?
I will evaluate that as we move forward.
Trey White, he's played against a good guy today. He got beaten twice, but I guess you can't fault him too much because he played well in between those two big plays.
Yeah, Trey's a good player. I think we all did. I would hope we all did. And, you know, like I said, we've got to play better and we've got to coach better. I've got to coach better. And that's what it's all about, is growing. And Trey's a young player. To your point, you know, he did some really good things out there. And, you know, there's some technique errors. There's some alignment and assignment things we have to look at. And you know, that's what the film is for.
On a long touchdown, was there supposed to be help coming over? Because he was one-on-one the whole way, but was there supposed to be somebody coming over there?
It just looked like a good throw, a good catch, and we got to make sure we're in the lead position and on top of those routes. You know, that's not how we play defense.
Talk about missed opportunities until the late interception, your 3-0 and turnover battle. Is that the type of game where a coach feels you just can't lose that?
Well, those, you know, like I said earlier, you want to take advantage of those opportunities. That's what taking the ball away is for. And usually when you take the ball away, at that point you said 3-0, you know, you feel like you're in pretty good shape. And so, you know, we got to go back, look at the film, evaluate what we did well, evaluate what we didn't do well, and also evaluate fundamentals. Again, a lot to learn from this game, and we've got to use it as we continue to grow and build with our football team.
What do you know about Clay's injury at this point?
still under evaluation. I think it was it the left knee? There was the left knee. So it's still under evaluation right now.
He had 6 or 7 penalties, and maybe not an overwhelming number, but it seemed like they came at really, ill-informed times or bad times for you, whether it was giving them a first down or taking back a big shady run. How troubling was it to see those penalties?
Well, when we execute, you've got to stay in rhythm, and when you get penalties, it's never good, whether they're I don't know if there's a good time or a bad time, but to your point, it breaks up the rhythm of the offense, and so we've got to do a better job there.
Gave up 6 sacks. Was that part of the receivers not being able to get open, part Tyrod holding on to the ball too long, the protection breakdown? Was a little bit of all that?
Again, I'm going to have to look at the film, Josh, to be honest with you, but in general, it's never usually just one area, and so that's way too many. I will say that. That's way too many. We got to go back and do a better job there.
Any consolation that you're 3-2, still tied for first going to Dubai?
Well, I know this. The guys have worked extremely hard, and we've made a lot of progress. Never as much as you'd like, as was clear today. And so my biggest focus right now is learning from this game and moving forward. And we continue to grow, continue to build as a team, and look to take the next step. Next week or the week after.